This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
If I were to ask each of you to write down on a piece of paper what success means and what prosperity means, we would all put the same things, and I'm including myself. Meeting our short-range goals, meeting our long-range goals, meeting our strategic goals, that's success. Having things, having money, that's success and prosperity. But I want to give you the Lord's definition. To be successful and prosperous in the world means this to the Lord: to be in a right relationship with the God who made you. That's what success is. To be able to die and say, I was in a right relationship to the God who made me through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's success. You say, why would you say that? Because of what Jesus said. Jesus said, what should it profit a man or woman if they gain the whole world, but they lose their soul in the process? What good is it if somebody gains everything? We're not talking about gaining 20 acres of property in your dream house. What if you gain the whole world, but you lose your soul? What have you really gained? Jesus, I think, had that in mind when he said, what would you put on one side of the scale to equal your soul? And you know what the rhetorical answer is? Nothing. There is absolutely nothing equal to the value of your soul. Success and prosperity are defined differently by the Lord. I want to give you this closing thought, if we could bring that up and close with a story. Success is ultimately connected not to what we have or have accomplished, but to the one who is with us. Would you get that again? Success is ultimately connected not to what we have or what we've accomplished, but to the one who is with us. I want to share a powerful story that I shared at the first service. I think it'll speak to somebody today. I don't know how many of you remember a name from the news from years ago, a man by the name of Terry Fox from Canada. Just out of curiosity, does anybody even register with that name, Terry Fox from Canada? A few people know who I'm talking about. Here's his story. Terry Fox was from British Columbia, Canada, early 70s. He was 22 years old when he found out that he had a rare form of bone cancer. Most of one leg had to be amputated. It was while he was recovering that he got the idea of running a marathon, not 26-mile marathon, but a marathon across Canada. After months of training, he began his run at St. John's, British Columbia, on April 12, 1980. He ended it on September 1st of that year in Thunder Bay, Ontario, a considerable distance away, to say the least. At first, his story was given a few lines on the back pages of Canadian newspapers. But by the time he had finished, he had inspired millions of people all over the world, helping to raise $24 million for research in the process. Although Terry Fox was dying, and he knew it, he found the strength to do something that he ordinarily couldn't do. Alive with hope, he made his last year on Earth a meaningful and exciting adventure. He died a national hero, I think, in June 28, 1981. Here's my point. If a man by the name of Terry Fox, with one leg, can say, I'm going to determine, I'm going to train, I'm going to make it my goal to run across Canada, and he was able to accomplish it with cancer, dying cancer, what does that say to you and to me about what we can accomplish spiritually, get this, with the Lord with us? I'm not talking about you doing something great for the Lord on your own, in your own strength and in your own power. I'm asking you to partner with the greatest partner you can ever partner with, and that is the Lord God Almighty.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.